1.5 MFO in Medford, and yes, now it's the return of Eric Dahlman. You were here recently with Tim Munganest.
Yes, I was.
That was cool. What were you guys calling yourselves that day?
Well, we were just Eric and Tim.
Eric and Tim.
Dubious duo. I also have a dubious duo with my illegally blind friend Mike Marlin in. Who's a Braille librarian in Sacramento.
Oh, really?
He's a banjo player.
No kidding.
His first album is called Electric Banjo Land.
Sounds good. Now, remind us, Eric, where do you hail from?
West Medford.
Right.
Way out there.
You're walking distance. Did you walk over here?
I just got off a bus. Full disclosure.
You just fell off the bus?
We're all bozos on that bus, right?
Well, you brought us some musics. Are these new CDs?
Well, the Glacier is my new album.
Okay.
And we just had a vinyl release show a few weeks ago, so I can't really promote that since it's in the past. But it's
well,
it's
tell on, us about it. How'd that go?
It's on. It's somewhere on whatever you that SoundCloud thing.
Yeah, put his mic right up to him, Murray.
Yeah, well, that we had a big band for that, five horns, including myself. We had a sousaphone player, John Bailey's, who's 23 years young and who's an amazing musician, and he uses electronic pedals with his sousaphone and his tuba. And we had other horns and Michael Knobloch.
Was this all for the album Glacier?
Yeah, and we did a few things. We called it Ripped Glacier because we did some
your other
tunes
albums
from
Ripped.
Ripped Echo. And we had
Ripped Echo.
Rock Along Bob Moses on drums as a special guest, which was wonderful to have him. And my friend Steve Ellison from Los Angeles, who I grew up with. We had a kazoo band when we were 6 years old.
That sounds great.
And, we did another version. You might remember we did Blue Jay Way here with Tim. We did a full band version of that, which was a lot of fun. And yeah, we had Michael Knobloch in percussion, and yeah, that was fun. Mostly, for lack of a better description, ambient, jazz, soundscape kind of things.
Okay, let's hear something from Glacier. Plastic, anything you want to say about it?
This is one of my few vocal tunes. It has Mike Rivard from Club Delph on upright bass and Tam on an unusual guitar. I can't remember what it's called. Sort of a neo-sitar kind of a sound, but a little less of a sustain. And Bob Moses and other folks. And we don't credit Michael Knobloch with playing Slinky near the end. So
that
was a big omission. He didn't sue us.
I'll be listening for that. You can hear the Slinky at
the
end.
We have Kelly Spyglass as a special guest on vocals. She has her own band in the area.
All right, let's check it out. This is Eric Dahlman with Plastic from his new album, Glacier, on MFO. Thank you. Right. You said that was Tim there playing that instrument?
Yeah.
Tim Mangenest.
Yep.
Great.
Nice little duo with a slinky at the end there.
I didn't hear the slinky. What's a slinky sound like?
Slinky.
Oh, okay.
Kind of subtle in the background.
Right, right. Yeah, I guess I do know what a slinky sounds like. Right.
Yeah, he didn't.
It would have to be a metal one, not a plastic.
He wasn't
one.
Using any pedals with that slinky.
We'll play another one off of it. Ochre?
Okra, yeah.
Okra.
It's somewhat inspired by Morocco. I don't know how or why, but it was originally had a drum track from Rock Alarm Bob Moses, which we ended up not using, but we ended up this is the only song that has my friend Ken Lovelett from the Woodstock, New York area, who builds percussion instruments, AmericanPercussion.com, and he's played with Fish and other folks. And,
oh, cool.
And he studied drums with Bob Moses in New York City in the 60s when he was Bobby Moses.
Okay.
And this also has Michael Knobloch on percussion, so this is the only one that has all three of the percussion and drummers on it. And it's, you know, I was going for some sort of neo Moroccan feel, and I have an oud player, Juicy Reznovec, who's actually from Finland.
All right.
Featured on this.
Well, let's hear it. It's Okra. Eric Dolman on MFO. 91.5 WMFO in Medford. You've just been hearing the great works of Eric Dahlman. Hey, thank you very much, guys.
Thank
Shred
you.
Of
thank
Salvation
you.
Heading out. Yeah, that stuff's great. I was saying that last one I could picture it like in a spaghetti western or something, you know.
What about a noodle western?
A noodle that works too.
Yeah.
A wet noodle western.
Yeah, that'll
work.
Well, thanks for swinging by, Eric.
Well, thank you for playing that. Much appreciated.
Yeah, I know. I said I'd give you a shirt. If you're gonna be here till 4, I can look in my car, but I'm not sure if there's one.
That
in
gives
it.
Me an excuse to come by again.
I'll make sure I have one next time. I'll put some shirts in my car.
Just put all the shirts in your car.
Yeah, I'll just put them in the trunk. Next time I'll have them
all
for
right.
sure.
Great.
All right.
Well, thanks again for playing that.
Swing by anytime, Eric.
Okay, thanks.
Good stuff.
Yep.
Thank you. Eric Dahlman,
yeah,
everyone.
Yeah.
Cal Cowley says, nice stuff. And he wants to hear Ramones now. I don't want to go down to the basement. Here's some live Ramones on MFO.
1, 2, 3, 4.
Thank you all for coming. Good night.
Bye.
crazy.
In movies, when someone at a party jumps into a pool fully dressed, everyone cheers them on and jumps in too. Just so you know, in real life parties, nobody jumps in after you. You just look stupid.
Come on, jump in. Come on.
Most party fouls are pretty dumb, but if you decide to drink and drive underage, you could lose your license and your freedom. Learn more at ultimatepartyfoul.org. Brought to you by the National Highway Traffic Safety Administration and the Ad Council.
Don't you think that's freaky?
5 WMFO in Medford with I'm a Degenerate, Nervous Eaters, Lords of Ultimate before that, Project Blue, Wayne Creamer, Back to Detroit, The Chesterfield Kings, Disconnection, we had Liars, Someone Who'll Treat You Right Now, The Seeds, Pushing Too Hard, that was a rehearsal, sounded pretty damn good for a rehearsal, Ramones, I Don't Want to Go Down to the Basement, and, of course, Eric Dahlman, and you know the rest. Every request? Well, I probably don't have time for that.
Nope.
But our number is 855-915-WMFO if you need to call me for something. Anyway, I don't know why you would, but... Nervous Eaters there. I'm a Degenerate. They're actually playing tonight. Yes. Spotlight in Beverly tonight with Real Kids and Willie Local, Loco Alexander. I think I'm going to make it up there.
You going to go?
Yeah. You going to go come with
it's
me, Marie?
It's a great lineup.
You going to come with me?
Am I going to go out and socialize?
Yeah.
Are you asking her out?
I
got
to think about that. I know. Is this a date?
Yeah.
Is it a date?
Yeah. Nicole, maybe I'll get lucky. How about you, Jimmy? You want to get lucky?
I'm always up for getting lucky, Brian, but...
All right, it's a date.
I'm not not with you. I don't know. How's Preacher Jack doing these days? Are they doing anything together?
I'm actually wearing Willie Alexander and Preacher Jack. I don't know how Jack's doing.
I haven't heard much from him lately.
I think I heard he wasn't doing too well, but don't quote me. I'm not sure.
Okay.
I hope he's doing well.
I do, too.
Oh, maybe I'll ask Willie tonight. He should know.
Yeah, definitely make a point of it.
Here's Willie right here. Hit and run. Go see him tonight. Spotlight Tavern in Beverly.
With you, I know it would be hit and run. With you, I know it would be easily done. With you, I know it would be lots of fun. With you, I know it would be hit and run. Dot to the dot, to the bop, to the pop, to the front, to the sis, to that, to this, to the dot, to the dot, to the bop, to the pop. Do the sis, do that, do the pop, do the pop, do the pop, do the sis, do that, do the dot, do the pop, do the pop, do the sis, do that, do the stop.
ever since you've been cured. Call me a lover, baby, let's pretend. Call me a lover, baby, do it again.
So flat.
91.5. We were flatter than the Stooges.
Hey, one of you guys is flat. Hello.
91.5 WMFO in Medford. I saw Paul McCartney last Sunday.
Did you really?
Yes, I did. And
How was he?
He was really good. And I saw Dead & Company Friday night. Both these were at the Fenway. And Sunday night, Bob Weir stuck around from the Grateful Dead, and he got on stage with Paul McCartney. First time a Grateful Dead member and Beatles member together.
Wow, nice.
We jammed, I wanna get, no, we gotta get high, high, high. Oh, I should have played that.
You should have.
I'll play it next week. That's a great song.
All of, I heard Paul put on a great show.
He did. He did benefit from Mr. Kite. I loved it.
Wow. Yeah.
Yeah, that's a John Lennon one.
Fantastic.
He did a great job at it.
A few sports fans out there, they had Rob Gronk on stage.
Oh, yeah, he looked like an idiot.
Yeah.
He reminded me of someone they felt sorry for with like Down syndrome or something, and they let him dance around next to Paul McCartney.
You get your picture on the cover of Wheaties and come back and say that.
I was embarrassed for him. I don't even know who he is. Anyways, Cruel Miracle next week,
cruel,
right?
Yes, Cruel yes. Miracle, and many thanks to Shred of Salvation who came on and rocked it out for us.
Until next time,
see ya!